Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praise, regarded or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
We will die.
Community of faith, welcome to another live session.
Hello, hello, community of faith. So glad to be here with you always.
So glad to always have you with us.
Amen.
Oh, geez.
So is anybody ready for shorter days yet?
I'm ready for a shorter day.
Longer days, I mean. We don't need them shorter.
One thing about it, it's been getting...
I'm ready for a shorter
day. We got volume going on. We got people talking in the background.
That would be me.
It's all part of what's happening here.
We got people talking.
Yeah, let's see if we can do it again. Hey, Karen Timmer's with us tonight. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
It's good to have you with us tonight.
It's good to have you with us.
God bless you and Chris. We've been praying diligently for you.
Do you have amazing house news for us? That would be awesome. Karen, it always takes us a few minutes to finish getting set up here. That's why we went quiet. We're not ignoring you.
Goodness sakes alive.
We can't set some of this stuff up until after we've gone live, so we have a quiet moment or two. So just think to yourself or read a few scriptures or whatever will be with you.
So, welcome. Welcome to the community of faith. There's the screen we're looking for. We welcome you to be here and enjoy the wonderful things of God with us. Tonight we're beginning a whole new series. And you're going to just want to be a part of every bit of it. Because God is doing a brand new thing in our lives. And I'm telling you what, there ain't nothing that can stop what God's doing. Amen. No matter how wicked and how evil it is on the face of this earth. Nothing stops the presence, the power of Almighty God.
Amen.
Nothing. It don't matter. It don't matter who they think they are. Felicia Eicher's with us.
Hi,
Rebecca
Felicia.
Smith is with us.
Hi, Rebecca.
We missed you today at lunch, Rebecca. You don't have permission to do that ever again. It's just not the same without you. You know, we're at the beginning of the year, and every year we preach the same messages over and over that we do every year. I don't know if that made any sense. I tried to make sense out of it, but tonight we're going to begin a series. God is doing a new thing in you, but here's the reality. God's been doing a new thing ever since he's the foundation of this earth that had humans on it. He's been doing a new thing. And the interesting factor about our God is he won't do it without you and me. Isn't that something, how he is? He won't do it without you and me. Not that he couldn't. He could. He could very easily do it without us because he could just create more stuff, but he's not going to do that.
Nope.
He's going to make sure you and I are right in the middle of it. And, you know, that gives us a pretty special place. Now, let me run through my list one more time here. All right. When you start looking at it from that point of view, you just realize I hold a pretty serious place in God's heart.
Amen.
Don't you like to think about it that way?
Amen.
I hold a pretty serious place in God's heart.
And to think of it that way.
Well, and when you start thinking about it that way, you realize, man, God's doing a big thing. And I get to be right in the middle of it.
And that's how we should wake up every day.
And that's how we should wake up every day.
What do you want us doing today?
What is this day got in store for me? I am charging and going in God. Hey, Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. God bless you guys.
Hi, Phyllis.
You know, God's doing a new thing, but we're not. What did you guys have for supper? And how much snow did you get in West Virginia and North Carolina?
And who all decided to fast with us? And what kind of fast did you do if you want to share that with us? You don't have to.
I thought if I shared my fast that I don't have no power.
Right.
Well, no. No, that's not the case because amongst us, we're all doing it together. And we're doing it on purpose together to be a blessing to one another.
On purpose. Amen.
So, thank you. Brother Dan Cottle's with us.
Hi, Dan. And when?
Not had any sweets since Saturday.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
Dan and Gwen, all right.
Awesome.
And hopefully... Look at there, Glacia's with us all the way from the Philippines.
Hi, Glacia, how are you?
Woo!
She's good to see you.
I gave up chocolate-covered cherries.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my Lord. I fasted from my iPhone all day.
Wow.
Woo!
You fasted Facebook. Wow.
Woo! Just so you know, Sister Rebecca Smith has now moved into sainthood.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait. Just in case you're new to us and you're like, what are these guys doing bragging about their fast? We're not bragging about our fast. All right. We're not doing that. We are a family of believers. And Glazier, we're glad to have you. Joanne Papel's with us.
Hello, Joanne.
Lee and Joanne. Oh, my goodness. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year.
That's you, Joanne and Dad.
This is Leanne's dad and stepmom. Wow. What a deal.
I love it.
Now, Glazier, we love you. And it's so amazing that you signed in. And last time we asked you what time it was, and you said you was going to church. So what are we, like 13 hours behind you?
Yeah, we keep forgetting our time schedule.
Wow. Sister Rebecca is so deep in the spirit, she saw Ripley making post. What a deal that is. What a deal that is. Well, now, let's get back to the fasting work. We're not asking people to brag about their fasting. We are a family of believers that are going to stand alongside of each other like nobody has ever seen before in the history of this world. So I didn't ask you about your fast so you could brag. I asked you about your fast so I can put my faith with your faith. And, you know, usually people that have this kind of relationship don't make it public for the whole world to see. But we did. And we do every night because it's time for the whole world to see a group of believers stand together, believe together, walk together, fight together, win together, conquer together, and grow up in God together. And that's what this is all about. That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, and it is good encouragement for others to then join with us too and just start
yes.
this whole.
Yes, whole. And you know, for those that are anointed by God to do this, I want this program to be an encouragement to them to start a program just like it themselves. Because all around the world, there are places that are still in lockdown. I don't know where they were at, but today, this morning when I was recording the Read the Word for today, when I finished recording and I was doing some editing and things, a Church of Christ group or something popped up, and from whatever nation they were in, they were in lockdown. They were having church just like they had church in 2020. And that was their, it was their Sunday morning service or whatever it was. And so you and I got to teach people and we got to help people around the world to realize there is a way to be connected and you got to find a way to be connected to somebody. Maybe your community. You know, here in America, we're pretty much back to church. Evening, Al. Good to have you with us. But God help our brothers and sisters around the world that's not back to church yet. But wait, I still need a report from our sister Eric and Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, we haven't heard.
How much snow did you get? Because evidently Washington, D.C. got some snow.
Dan says Blog Talk sounds good.
Dan said Blog Talk Radio sounds good. Thank you, my brother, sir. My brother, man, it's good to have you with us tonight. So Brother Roger Oxy's with us. Isn't that interesting how you get with a group of people and you get a good nickname?
Yeah.
This is Brother Roger. I love the word Oxy.
Roger Roxy.
No. This is Roger. I love the word. This is our brother. I love the word right there. It came up to the porch, so it was a lot of snow. Wow, so you guys got snow in Michigan too, huh? Wow. You got a lot of snow if it was all the way up to your porch.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of snow. I guess we're about to get some more snow too. Thank you all for praying for us. Keep sending all the moisture you don't want our way. Because we still need it.
If you want, Rebecca, you can take all that snow and pack it on your steps to make them solid, and then you can sled down it if you want. We saw some kids in town do it. It's so cute.
Those kids had about a 5-step porch, was it? Maybe
yeah,
five,
probably.
6-step porch. And they had packed snow on that porch until the cement was covered up, and they were sliding down their porch steps into their yard. It was the coolest thing.
Made a regular ramp there.
Wow, 32 tonight and 28 tomorrow night in Opelika. Oh, that's cool, Rebecca. That's cool.
Are not 8.
Going down to 32 degrees, that's pretty cool. That's not like, cool, dude. That's cold for Opelika, Alabama. Better make sure you're running your water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, super.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we say the frost stays north of the orange trees because we want oranges this year. And the tangerines. And the, what do you call them little ones? Them little mellow things? 34 degrees in Texas? Woo!
Mellow. Wow.
Wow, you guys are getting what we had evidently.
Me and Cole are not friends.
Well, let us encourage you about the cold just a little bit, guys. If it's cold long enough, then you just get used to it.
Yeah, you do. It's amazing.
Roger, you're with us. Let you know, Roger, you are here.
You are here, yeah.
At least they didn't red you off. Love you, brother. Wow. Wow. Well, welcome to winter, guys. Now,
here we are.
I wish I could show you a picture of it, but I you can't show pictures on this, so whatever. But there's a guy up here who was driving a water truck. Okay, now everybody get this picture. This water truck probably weighs 105,000 pounds, 110,000 pounds. All right. And he was driving down a road and missed his road. And so he decided to pull off the road into a field and turn around. And the field he decided to pull off in was a lake. And his whole semi sank through the ice.
That is a bad day at work. Bad, bad, bad.
Make sure you know you're in a field and not a lake when you're turning semi around. Oh, my, 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 my. And the last picture I saw, the water was up to about the doors. And how do you get a semi that weighs 100,000 pounds up out of the water? How do you do that? How do you even do that?
And how deep was it? Like, did it stop there? Like, could they latch onto it and pull it up out of there somehow? Or is it going to be completely immersed? Either way, that's a really bad day.
That's a bad day. It was down to 27 degrees last night for Phyllis.
Wow.
Had the water dripping to keep the pipes from freezing.
Yeah, I bet.
Make sure you do. Make sure you do, because otherwise, that's not good. The blood clots came back in the shoulder. Better call Ice Road Truckers. Well, the pictures we got, Alicia, was on a truck driving page from the Bakken up here. There was, 150 Ice Road Truckers comments made underneath that post. The poor guy that is the driver, he is probably in Opelika looking for a job, I would imagine. Somewhere a long ways from deep water and freezing cold temperatures. Let's pray for Roger Oxy's granddaughter.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you sent us Jesus, and Jesus is the healer. Thank you that you laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. You laid on Jesus the sins of us all. You laid on Jesus the sickness and diseases of us all. He took those 39 stripes so that we would have healing. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise. And we declare right now over this granddaughter of Brother Roger Oxy's, I stand in my authority as a man of God, as an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, as a minister of reconciliation. I ain't a hoping and a praying. I'm a knowing and a saying. Where blood clots, you be removed. You be dissolved, evaporated immediately with no effect in her body. We command it to be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. This is Brother Roger Oxy, who's a man under authority. He knows authority. He said, pray for my granddaughter and speak the word and she'll be made whole. So right now we have spoken the word of God, and that word says, by the stripes of Jesus, blood clots, you are dissolved, dissipated, evaporated, and she has health in all of her body. We speak to this system, no more clotting in the blood. We declare blood be made perfect in the mighty name of Jesus by the healing power of God.
Amen.
Father, by an infallible proof, help this granddaughter to come to a revelation of who you are.
Yes.
So that she functions from health and strength and healing from the inside out. And we speak it done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. According to God's holy word, by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, in the name which is above every name, In the name of Jesus, we speak it done. Amen and amen. If any of you have a prayer that's a part of this, like Sister Leanne, put a prayer in there. Type a prayer in. Because everybody's prayer in this body of believers is an important prayer.
Amen.
Because you have a gift and God wants to use it right here, right now, tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glacia, are you guys locked down over there? Kind of give us an update on the Philippines so we know how to pray for you and how to pray for everybody in that region. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want everybody to do this right now. I want you to lift your hands. Everybody just lift your hands for a minute. Say this with me. Say, because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the blood of Jesus.
Because of the stripes of Jesus.
Because of the stripes of Jesus.
Because I am a believer.
Because I am a believer.
I receive health and strength.
Health and strength.
From the precious blood of Jesus.
From the precious blood of Jesus.
And the stripes on his back. Giving me health and healing.
In all of my
body. Say it with me. Now put your hands on your chest and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Flow from the inside out.
Flow from the inside out.
And heal every cell in my body. And give me that abundant life, 24/7, 365, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, tonight, right now, I pray for the Brindley family, for Josh and Amanda, Levi, and Sarah, and Emily, and Chelsea. Their dad's gone to heaven. Brother Chalmer, if you need somebody to call you back to this earth to finish your work, I call you back.
Amen.
I give you access and permission to get back into this body. You come back and you do the work that God gave you to do. Now, Father, you said, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. And my heart's desire is always for people to finish their work. And I know the work you have for Brother Chalmers not finished. I don't know that you commanded me to say those words. I know my heart goes out for his children and his grandchildren and for this community that needs to see our brother healthy, healed, and whole.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for a miracle. Father, I pray for Denny Bethke's family.
Yes.
For Rob Mike. Or Mike Rob, whatever his name is.
Okay.
And for Sister Kathy. And all of the friends of Brother Denny. In the name of Jesus, Brother Greg and Brother Gary and all the guys that's so close to him. In the name of Jesus, bring healing and strength. I know Denny's on the other side shouting glory with you, playing his guitar like he never played before. Probably he's got a big harp on his lap just a strumming away and singing, free from sickness and disease and pain. But we speak life to them. I speak life to Mike and Shelley Robinson and Elisa Craig and her family. We speak life to Brother Al's back, healed in every area. Sister Christine and Brother Rebecca, healed in your body, your soul, and your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. This healing room, is that what God called it? Love, I'm beeping up there if you could get that for me. This healing room, we declare that the healing power of God flows out of this camera into your house so that no matter what you need, that healing is there. Autism, you don't have more power than we do. We speak to you according to the name of Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. We got that faith. And we have no doubt in it. We know our God has healed our brothers and sisters and their children and grandchildren who are dealing with this autism. In the mighty name of Jesus, miracles manifest. Manifest in these people's lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak it done now.
Amen.
We speak it done according to God's holy word. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Don't you love it when we start a program just praying and crushing the enemy's head? Starting right out. Father, we speak to this weather across the south. We know that they say oranges and grapefruit, all that tastes better if it has one frost. But we say our citrus crop is protected in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all across the south, people are doing what is wise. And the snow stays out of the areas where it shouldn't be. And the people are wise. And use great caution, and we speak it done. We say, water, snow, rain, get to where you're supposed to be. We declare that all these areas that are suffering from tornadoes, that life and life more abundantly happens there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak to our supply chains in the United States of America. We rebuke every politician standing in the way trying to force socialism. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. That is not your place. Get out of the way and let our people live a great life like we're supposed to be living. Every corporation, you tell the government to go fly their kite, get out of your business, and stay out of your stuff. Supreme Court of our nation, you stand up boldly. And you get the government out of our personal business lives. We command it to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, we're performing it. In order to establish justice and ensure the domestic tranquility, promote the general welfare, and provide for the common defense, we established our Constitution. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. We're created equal by God. And you are standing in the way of God Almighty blessing this. And I'm not against you. But you're not making an intelligent choice. And you are being judged severely by our God. Get out of the way. We say it. Plywood companies make plywood. 2x4 companies make 2x4s. We say that oil flow. All of the stuff flow, no matter who's holding the chips, Lord, may they not be able to hold them another day. Dry up their sources so they have to come and have the money of the great American people and who we are and what we are. We call it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody shout a big amen. In the name of Jesus, I bless every governor to be righteous. Thank you, Lord. Governor DeSantis spent New Year's Eve at a Christian concert. May every governor stand up and be righteous and be holy and be proud of it. We speak it done. Remove the wicked from amongst us. Remove the wicked from amongst us, Lord. We don't want them. We command you, get out of our places of government, our office that lead this nation. We don't want you there. We want the righteousness of God, because righteousness exalts this nation. and your stinking sin is a reproach to anybody, and we don't want it. We don't want your perversion. We don't want your wickedness. We don't want your corruption. And you better run, because the righteous are chasing you right now in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't stop for a breath. Oh, don't worry. Still got a lot left inside of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. We might as well get out to a good start. First thing right here in the third day of January. Just kick this baby off full force. Amen.
Amen.
What they call it? A full frontal attack. Woo! Hey, you want to say it with me? Matter of fact, do we have that verse in our stuff anywhere? Second Thessalonians. We don't have Second Thessalonians in there yet.
We don't.
It's all right. I want us to all make this statement together. So, yeah, give me just a second. I'll get the verses here. We got 6 and 7 and 8. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen, Brother Roger. We used to sing that song around here. And we'll probably sing it now. Again, ready? Everybody, Sister Leanne will pin this if it helps to pin it, and if not, she won't. But I want everybody to make this declaration of 2 Thessalonians 2:6-8. Are you ready? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time.
For the mystery
of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And when the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, say it with me. I am the restraining force.
I am the restraining force. Amen.
I am the restraining force. Want to say it with me? I am the body of Christ.
I am the body of Christ, and so is our Mary Pastorick.
Well, glory, hallelujah, welcome Mary Pastorick. Glory, 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 hallelujah, Mary Pastorick. Now watch this.
Hallelujah. Welcome, Don.
Welcome, Don. We're glad to have you.
Glad to have you with us.
Yeah. Here we go. Watch this. Everybody make our opening prayer with us now. All of you that are new, you might say, man, what is this all about here? Well, just you got to hang out for about 2 or 3 days in order to get used to what's happening, but it's okay. This is the most amazing group of believers. It's a big family. We're filled with faith and fire and power. We cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead,
woo!
And set the captives free.
Amen.
Amen. And we are concerned what you had for supper. So if you're new here, please tell us what you had for supper. Audrey Van Gessel, welcome. Kathy Angaroni, welcome.
Amen.
Everybody,
welcome.
Make our opening prayer with me tonight. You ready?
Wait. Mary, we're not on YouTube yet. So if you're watching us on YouTube, it's not tonight's program. But we'll let you know when we go live, okay?
Somehow, we have to make this a little more effective. Anyways, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Here we go, next one. Just boldly proclaim it right out loud in your home. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious anointing oil on the head of Aaron, running down, the dew of Hermon descending on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore, forever, evermore. Now, speak it with me. We got to keep going because we're on a roll. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We're now going to speak Ephesians 4, and it's going to be verses 4 through 7, 16, sort of-ish. I didn't say swordfish. I said sort of-ish.
Sort of-ish.
Okay. You started.
There is one body and one spirit, just as we are called in one hope of our calling.
Amen.
One Lord, one faith,
one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Say it with me. I've got a special grace.
I've got a special grace.
It was given to me by God.
Amen.
It was given to us by God. Amen. And it's just for you to use. Let's bless the fivefold ministry and the body of Christ now, all across this nation. Every political leader who's a believer, every business leader that's a believer, every fivefold ministry leader of the ministry, the kingdom, we bless you now. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Verse number 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now pause. This last statement is you making a one-sentence statement about everything we said about yourself. You ready? Think it through. I bring my supply to this body, and we all grow together. Now, I have fixed that togetherness for a while now.
I'll get it.
I just want you all to grow together, okay? Now, wait. I don't want your toes to grow together. I just want you together. Last but not least, let's make our prayer, patriot prayer of dedication as stewards of the greatest human document on the face of the earth, the Constitution of the United States of America.
Help us the living.
To be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us to be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain.
We
declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now. Today, we declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Not ever. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen.
Did I hear someone knock?
I don't think so. That was me. We all stand toe-to-toe-together. Toe-toe-together. Hello?
Yes.
This has cayenne in it. And that doesn't work to drink and talk. So, we'll save that for later. And I'll have that later. You can leave it here, Jim. Don't worry about us. We're just working on something here right now. We're just working on tomorrow's stuff. It'll be all right. Everybody just peace out, dude. Everything's okay. Sister Leanne has a favorite drink we have during our fasting time. It's good for you. And the only challenge is it's got cayenne pepper in it. And for some reason yet, me and cayenne pepper don't have the ability, we are learning to have the ability to talk and have throat function. And anyways, hallelujah. Welcome to January the 3rd. Somebody shout, it's a brand new year.
It's a brand new year.
Happy new year to all of you. Happy New Year to all of you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to kick YouTube on so we keep all of our YouTubers up to speed here. Are you ready? YouTube, you are now alive and well like the rest of us. Now, let's talk about what we're doing. If you haven't been with us yet, I want everybody, It's a brand new year and a brand new attitude. I want everybody to find you one of your little notepapers. Because remember, I tell you to keep lots of them around, all right? Find one. And I want you to do something. I want you to take one of those notes out, and I want everybody to do it right now. I know you already did it, but we got new people with us tonight, and I want them to see what it's all about. It's not kicking in. Well, let's see. What do we got open? Everything we need. And down in the tray, just to see if I got too much going on here. Well, now, if that isn't just the most ridiculous thing.
New Year.
Anyways, come on, YouTube. You can kick it in. YouTube's going live. Here we go. What I want you to do on your paper, we'll just keep watching YouTube. It'll happen. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, Jesus. Somewhere here, this thing's moving. There it is. I want you to write on that piece of paper something bad, something that you decided is not coming with you into this new year. Now, if you've not done this yet, and you missed our program the other night, I'm going to show you how to do it again. All right? So I'm just going to do this. No more debt.
Amen.
So I already put that on one, but I'm going to do it again because I want to lead everybody that's with us to see this. I want you to write on a piece of paper some junk from 2021 that you don't want in your life. Now watch this. All right? I'm going to put on here bad attitudes. Right? Say it with me. Hurt feelings. My feelings are getting to the point where they can't even be hurt.
Amen.
Oh, Pastor, you're bragging. No, I'm just telling you, I'm coming to the point where I realize I got God in me. How can I have a feeling that would hurt me? Amen?
Amen.
Now watch. What are you doing, Pastor? I'm putting some stuff on this list. And then it's a new day. This is considered old. So I'm gonna point at it, and I want everybody to do this real quick. We're not spending a lot of time. Just point at that piece of paper, whatever you wrote on there, and say, I'm just reminding you that I have left you in that last year.
I have left you in that last year.
And Jesus is the name above all names. And he's doing a new thing in my life. So you have no power over me.
Amen.
Now just take great pleasure in just ripping it up a little bit. And you don't have any power over me. Another day of my life.
Amen.
Now listen. Well, Pastor, I already did it. I know. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I am telling you right now, sin don't have dominion over me. The flesh don't have dominion over me. Fear don't have dominion over me. I got it all right here in a big pile. Now, this is what you do. You stand up, you throw it on the ground, and you just step on it. I know Sister Leanne already cleaned it up once, but we'll do it again. Say this with me. Every place.
That the sole of my feet
treads upon
is mine
in the name of Jesus. And now I'm just rolling my chair. I'm rolling my rolly chair over top of it. I'm crushing this enemy. It isn't coming with us into 2022. It's in 21 and it's staying there. It's all done. Can I get a big shout of amen from somebody?
Amen.
No go?
Nope. And Prince said a new prayer for her granddaughter. Hold on. Thank you, Kathy,
for praying, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll let you guys get that. And when we get it and it's up here where I can see it, then we'll pray for it. All right. Because that's what we are. We are a healing room.
Amen.
Is that what he called us? Was it healing room? So, don't worry. This is how we start the program every day. We kind of like it this
sort
way. And this is the biggest healing room you'll ever see because it goes all the way around the world. Even tonight, we're in the Philippines, and we're probably in Samoa, and we're probably in Malaysia and Pakistan, and our brothers and sisters on Bug Talk Radio, we're in Russia and Japan and South Korea, glory hallelujah, and we're in England and France and Spain and the Netherlands and Austria. We're in Austria. How cool is that? All right, let's pray for this. Wow, you guys must have seen this for a while. Amen. Prayers for Francetta.
What is her name, Francetta?
All right. Father, in this name of Jesus, you are the great physician, the healer. We speak life and life more abundantly. We bind COVID and all its effects. Healthy mother and baby, we call it done in your mighty name. Amen. In total agreement with it. Amen. Amen. Father, this granddaughter, in the name of Jesus, we declare a perfect baby in a perfect body, in a perfect womb with a perfect design from Almighty God. We call this perfectly done now in the name of Jesus. As our brothers and sisters said, COVID, your power is broken.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And there will be no ill effect on our families and our children. We call this done now in the mighty name of Jesus and according to God's holy word. We have been given the keys of the kingdom that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And right now, tonight, on this earth, this young lady's having health and strength in her body in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare nobody else gets it. COVID, you're a little tiny, puny, wimpy demon that has no power, and we stand against you. Now, we speak healing for Ben, his lungs totally healed and restored to pink and prosperous and supple and pretty. What's the word?
Supple.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak it done right now in every cell of their body. We declare this baby will be the most beautiful baby. The plan of God for its life is coming to pass. Nothing shall by any means have the ability to hurt them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! Where was we at in the beginning of all this? Well, Sister Leanne just kind of told me just pick up wherever you are and go.
Yep. Amen.
Now, we were talking about the beginning of the year. Pastor, why do we take stuff and rip it up?
Paper, yeah.
Because you want to know, you want to get that thought. We were talking papers. All right, good job. I wonder why nobody ever taught me to do that with my homework assignments. You know, not rip it up, but just step on it and crush it in Jesus' name. But What is the process that we're learning? We're learning to speak to our past to silence its mouth. Say this with me. All my past?
All my past.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You can't talk to me.
Amen.
I'm living today,
no voice.
And I ain't living yesterday. Now, did everybody get a notebook situation figured out? We were talking and having good conversation the other night, Sunday night, and I want you to get a notebook like this that you can, or however you want to do it. Sister Felicia Eicher had an excellent one. That's just, that looked awesome,
yeah.
Felicia. And what is it we're doing, Pastor? We're creating a notebook so you can take notes, write down references. I want you to get this fact. This isn't my message. This is the preamble to the Constitution.
Really?
67 years ago? Anyways. The idea is you don't have to write down every word that I am saying. A two-pack, $3 at Dollar General. There you go. You don't need to write down every word I'm saying. You need to write down what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Naturally, it's going to come to my voice. I'm a fivefold minister. I function in the office of the pastor and the teacher and an evangelist. I'm a sent one. I've been sent by God here to do this work. That makes me functioning in the office of the apostle. I also flow in the office of the prophet. I am a fivefold minister. So as I speak, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. One guy wrote one time and said, Pastor, how did you know what's going on in my life? I'm like, I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know. What God speaks to you, glory be to God. That's the Holy Spirit as he flows through me to you. And so what you put down on that notepad or in your book, here, I'll show you my book. What you put down on that notepad is what it is saying to you. And then you take what it's saying to you and you begin to build and meditate in that fact in your daily life. Now, I'm just going to pull one out here as a reference. This is out of my notebook. This is February 5th, 2020. Listen to this statement. I wrote this down. When the kingdom of God is not understood by someone, then often they try to oppose God. It's a pretty powerful statement right there. Dr. Bill Winston. You can always make a deposit in your heavenly account by sowing a seed. Ready? You can always make a withdrawal from your heavenly account by words of faith. I'm reading to you my notes. See, it's not about what the other person was getting. On that day, it was about what I was getting. Listen to this statement. This is a statement. This is an us statement. No one else can get into your heavenly account but you. So this must have been during the offering when I was taking those notes. Because those are all statements that would be made during an offering. What a powerful thought that I wrote this down. Think about it. I have a heavenly account. Every time I sow a seed, it goes there. Every time, talent, and treasure I sow, it's going into my heavenly account. I can make a withdrawal out of that heavenly account. And what a powerful statement. Nobody else can get their hands in my account. You ready for this? Sister Leanne has to get her own account.
Got it.
And then together we put our two accounts together and we create one major account. Amen?
Amen.
Look at this. Man, this is pretty powerful. I might just preach this message to us tonight. The steps to withdrawal from your heavenly account. Everybody's like, Pastor, you're not going to just give us a little taste of this, are you? You're going to go ahead and say it all? Well, I guess I might as well. Since it's offering time, ushers, if you'll still please rise, hand out offering envelopes to all the people. That anybody wanting to sow a seed tonight, you can. Wait, watch this. God has a system that only, all right, here's another point about taking notes. Make sure you can read them. Does Leanne still?
The checkbook.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm the keeper of the checkbook.
In our house, she's the keeper of the checkbook. It ain't no big deal to me. I don't have to fight over it. Listen, this is six steps to making a withdrawal from your heavenly account. Ready? Number one. Somebody type them in. Step number one, decide what you want / need from God. Maybe I should just hold it up. See. Number one, decide what you need from God. James 1:8, let a man ask of God. Number two, agree that it is already yours. Let me get my paper back so I can see. I'm having trouble reading backwards. Agree with God that it's already yours. Oh, yeah, it's in your account. Right, it's already yours. Matthew 18:19. Come on, you guys are awesome. I'm sorry, YouTube. I don't know what happened. You have totally disappeared. Not sure what that's about. Decide what you want. Agree that it's already yours. Number three. Make sure you write in a manner you can understand what you wrote. That's not number three. Oh, lay hold of it. Lay hold of it.
Wow, Audrey's even got the verses here with it. Woo, you go, girl.
Lay hold of it by declaring, this is mine. Lay hold of it. Declaring it's mine. This is really good. But see, this is the value of these notes, guys. What a powerful thing to just pull out, and there it is. Number four, bind the devil. There it is. Number four, bind the devil. Matthew 18:18. Bind the devil. We've been given the keys of the kingdom. That's Matthew 18:18. Lay hold of it by declaring it's already mine. Amen. Good job, you guys. You guys are doing an excellent job. Number one, decide what you want. Number two, agree to God that it's already done. Number three, lay hold of it by declaring it is yours. Mine. It's mine. Find the devil. Number five, loose the angels. Loose the angels. To go and bring it to you.
angels.
Bring it to me, angels. That's Hebrews 1:14. Loose the angels to go and bring it to you. This is a word where you can say it. Ministering spirits, go must have been talking about money. And cause my money to come to me. This person was asking for money, right? You have to grow up now in God and say it. Where are we at? Number six, praise God with all your heart that it's done.
Hallelujah.
Number six, praise God with all of your heart that it's already done. Now, that was not in my notes for tonight, but what's awesome is just like that, the Holy Spirit stuck it right in my notes. And it's a perfect example. Now, you might not like my writing, but I do. All right. And you might call it chicken scratch, but I don't. This is how you get something from God. Man, you guys did a good job of that.
Yeah, you did.
I'm telling you right
now. Thank you, Audrey and Rebecca. Thank you.
Now, think about this verse. This is, this verse is found in the New Testament. This verse is found in the New Testament. This verse is found in the New Testament, Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And it says that when the blade comes up and the harvest is there, we're going to reap the harvest immediately. You might say, Pastor, is it really that simple? Well, it's that simple. But there's a reason why you got to bind the devil and loose the angels. Because the fact that his yoke is easy and his burden is light causes an opposition to say, uh-uh. And we say, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And if you fight me, then I get seven times and double for the shame. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, here's the benefit of taking notes, because the next time you go through, you can add another note. So I'm going to make number seven here. You ready? Number seven. Seven times and double for the devil's opposition. Because I am opposed, because he opposed me. So this is what it looks like. Seven times, see it right here? Seven times and double the shame. You just add a note. You might say, Pastor, you're just making a mess of everything. These are great notes. That's how it works. Now, it might not be that way with you. Wow, what a powerful example. What a powerful example. Living from the inside out. Just like that. What did we just do? We just gave you a good offering message. For all of you that want to sow a seed into the ministry, we thank you for every seed you sow. As we continually go through this, we're going to continually teach and instruct more. Sister Leanne and I are believing God in every one of your lives that we will all be so blessed seven times and double for the shame, seven times and double for the shame, because your enemy has opposed you for it coming to you. Seven times and double for the shame. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
In the Lord. You got to love what's going on here. You just got to love it. Anyways, 20 minutes later, we're finished talking about our notebooks. And I won't do this every time throughout this year we talk about your notebook. It's just a perfect example of why you want to do that. That came to us all the way from February 5th, 2020. How cool is that?
2 years ago.
2 years ago almost. And the power of it, still as powerful today as it ever was. Number seven, seven times and double for the same. And you might say, Pastor, what does seven times and double for the same mean? Huh. This is a portion of my message tonight. Proverbs chapter 6. Somebody shout, I love the word. Brother Roger Oxy, bless you, man. I love you. And I need an I love the word. Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 30. We will reap the harvest immediately. The angels are our protectors.
Amen, Phyllis Raymond.
Preach it, Phyllis Raymond. The Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Look at this verse. Proverbs 6, verse 30. Thank you, Felicia. Man, you guys are an awesome team. I just need to get the tech guys to get YouTube back up for us for the rest of the night. But what I can do is just download this and upload it over into YouTube. We can make that happen for them tonight. Wouldn't have been able to do it. Well, Kathy, I on purpose, I try to talk a little more slowly. I get pretty fired up when the Holy Spirit's moving through me. But I just want you to know, Kathy, on the other side of the desk is a lady going.
Yeah.
So you guys got a really good cheerleader in your corner that she's always saying, slow down. And I put the brakes on, stop and take a drink of my tea. Amen. Hallelujah. But here's the cool thing about it. Once we get it in them comments, I did not do the Bible blessing. That's next. Proverbs is a hard book to find for some people, so I gave you lots of time. Are you ready? Let's make our confession tonight. Let's make the confession about the word. Here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't call my Bible an it. That is getting out of my life. I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
And he made me what I am.
Woo.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God
is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive
in my life tonight.
In my life.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I declare right now tonight.
I declare right now tonight.
I'm going to pray now. I declare right now tonight over this word. It comes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside source. And everyone within the sound of my voice gains this revelation in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 30, people do not despise this thief. If he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving, yet when he is found, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. Well, when you and I can look at our life and say that enemy is trying to steal from my life right now, then what do? You and I get together and we say, we bind you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we charge you, you foul devil, get off of our stuff. We charge you seven times for stealing. If you have been believing God for something in your life and it's taken you longer than a month, I'm going to tell you right now, the enemy's in there trying to steal. Bind the devil, just like we just saw in step number four. Bind the devil. Step number five, loose the angels to go get it. You can't ask God to bind the devil because God gave you and I the keys to bind the devil.
Amen.
Now, how about the double for the same then, Pastor? Well, I've been glad and hoping you would ask me to tell you about that. Isaiah chapter 61. This is so good. Verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 61, verse 6 and 7. I would be telling you to hold your jet, Sam, because you're a little speedy sometimes.
Well, yes, he is.
Listen, I gave up the old horse a long time ago. I got a Falcon 7X out here, and it's going. All right? The engines are tuned up. We got the brakes on. We're about ready to release those brakes, and off we go into the wild blue yonder. Because I like doing ministry at the speed of God.
Amen.
Amen? I guarantee you, he's got a little more speed for all of us. Verse number 6. Somebody shout, I love the word.
We do love the word.
It's one of the benefits of putting I love the word in there, because if I'll pause and I'll put in I love the word, every time you get caught up to me.
Find a place in the Bible.
Find a place in the Bible. You ready? But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Verse 7. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor.
Hallelujah. I want double honor.
Instead of confusion, you will rejoice in your portion. That's another way of saying you will rejoice in your inheritance from God. Right? Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. And everlasting joy shall be theirs. When you find the enemy attacking you, just like tonight, Sister Francetta got this request for her granddaughter. Sister Francetta and all of us have every right to proclaim, we declare double health for this granddaughter and double health for Roger Oxy's granddaughter, double for the shame of the opposition of our enemy.
Amen.
And even you look at that verse 7, it says, you and I are going to rejoice in our portion. What does that mean? That means you're going to know what your inheritance is, and you are going to rejoice in that inheritance.
Amen.
Wait a minute. If today a lawyer called you and said, you have an inheritance here from your great uncle Clyde, what would be the next statement you would make? Well, thank you, sir. What's your name? Where's your office? And how soon can I come and be with you? Why? Because you're going to want to find out what that inheritance is that's for you. And you might say, can you read me over the phone what my inheritance actually means? And he might say, no, I can't do that. Or he might say, well, yeah, I can. Well, I don't, everybody's got their own legal thing they set up. But if he said, well, yes, you've got a brand new motor coach that Pa had sitting in the garage. It's yours now. And he's got a little farm up here in the woods by the lake. And that one's yours. Once you know what your inheritance is, you know how to hang on to it and how to take care of it every single day. So let's talk about what your inheritance is. You ready? We welcome all of our visitors that are joining with us tonight, viewers, wherever you are, YouTube Radio, you Blog Talk Radio, and YouTube Face, welcome. We're glad you're here.
That is too funny, Kathy. I was too to start with. Chapter 6 instead of 61.
61. All right. Darlene Williams, we welcome you tonight. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be yours tonight in Jesus' name. Because you stopped by here and said, wonder what this crazy group of folks are doing. We're number one, we're not crazy except for Jesus. And number two, we are a good group of folks. And we're talking about our inheritance in God. Are you ready to see what your inheritance is?
Yes.
2 Peter chapter 1, 1 through 4. Don't worry. This is my message. Somebody give me an I love the word. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verses 1 through 4. Simon Peter. There we go. Somebody's got it typed in. I love the word. I forgot to copy it. There it is. Thanks, Roger. You gave me an I love the word. Second Peter 1. 1 through 4. There you go. Simon Peter, a bondservant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Peter didn't have any trouble saying who he was in God. You shouldn't have any trouble ever, and you should never hesitate to say who you are in God. You want to try it? Say it with me. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
I am a minister of reconciliation. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven.
I'm an ambassador of the kingdom
you are.
Of heaven. I know.
I am an heir of God.
I'm an heir of God.
And a joint heir with Jesus.
And a joint heir with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, I just gave you what your inheritance is and who you are. You can literally, when somebody says, who are you? You can say, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And they might be like, what, are you crazy? And you'll say, no, I'm not crazy. I'm a enjoying a good life with my father. And they're like, you're out of your mind. And then just say, thank you. I have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Amen? Look at this. Can somebody please write that out? That's in that confession that we make. In the beginning, as a minister of reconciliation, as an heir of the Spirit,
I'll look it up.
All right. To those who have obtained precious faith with us, by the righteousness of our God and Jesus our Lord. We'll get that, Audrey. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord as his divine power. Look at this verse. As his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who's called us by glory and virtue. Want to know what your inheritance is? He's given unto us all things that pertain to life, where you're living now, and godliness. That's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. That's your inheritance. And the enemy opposing any of that coming to you, charging guilty, and charging seven times and double for the shame. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not done. Can we read another verse?
Yes.
Say it with me. God is doing a new thing.
God is doing a new thing.
And see, what he's doing is he's helping you come to this understanding. It doesn't matter how many times I preach it. There's no limit of how many times a preacher can preach a specific verse. There's no rules that say you can only say it five times. You can only say it 10 times. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And I'm going to tell you right now, the more you say these verses, the farther they're going to get down inside of you. And the next thing you know, they're what comes rolling out of you in the middle of any battle you face.
Woo-hoo!
By which has been given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might be partakers of the divine nature of God. Pastor, that's a little bit bigger than my light bill getting paid. Yes, it is. You actually get to become a partaker of the very divine nature of God. How? By knowing what these great and precious promises are all about. Seven times and double for the shame of any effort the enemy's made to stop you from receiving the things of God. You don't have to have permission from God to pray it. You just got to understand it's there and it's for you. And then just keep hammering the devil and saying, I bind you and I loose the angels of God to go and bring to me what belongs to me from my inheritance as an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. I love the word. I, the word. Uh-oh. What's that all about? There we go. There we go. This thing's kicking it, man. Now, 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4. So a minute ago, we was in 2 Peter 1. Now we're in 1 Peter 1. Pete's got a lot to say about our inheritance. I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. I'm telling you, guys, that's why what we do here is so powerful. Because everything we're doing is straight out of the word of God. And we're saying to God every day, I want to know that verse and show me another one that says the same thing. And I want to know that verse and show me another one that says the same thing. I want to know that verse and show me another one that says the same thing. Why? Because I'm going to come to the knowledge of the word of God, and I'm coming, and there I'm coming to that measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. There ain't no devil in hell that can stop you as long as you keep your mouth going and you keep speaking the word of God.
Amen.
1 Peter 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The word begotten means you have been born into. Say it with me. I was born into this family.
I was born into this family. Hallelujah.
Wait, wouldn't it be cool if you could be born into Jeff Bezos' family just by making a declaration, I receive you as my family, Jeff Bezos? You might not even know who he is.
I was going to say, who is that?
Jeff Bezos is the richest man on the planet right now.
Oh, well, by all means.
But do you notice that here on earth, you can't join somebody's family just by speaking it? But in heaven, you are born into the family of God just by saying, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I believe on you. You are my Lord and Savior. And it's done. Somebody just said, Pastor, I had my earbuds on and that was really loud.
Yeah.
Do you need to charge that, love?
Well, it's just something to a young.
Hand it to me.
It's dead.
Excuse us while we make a transaction here. There we go. It's be a charging.
All right.
Look at verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you to use on this earth. What good is that seed that you sow going to be in heaven? Because you get to heaven, you got everything you need. That's why every time you sow a seed, name that seed so you can get the harvest off of it. Be a wise farmer. Why? Because you need that harvest on this earth to help you get done what it is that God wants us to get done. This inheritance is incorruptible. That means nobody can touch it and corrupt it. It is undefiled. Nobody can defile your inheritance. No devil in hell can defile the inheritance that you have in God. It does not fade away. It does not fade away. You could have a lawyer get a hold of inheritance, try to take it away from you. You can, a lawyer, let's say you're Uncle Clyde, you could have a lawyer that would say, I'm going to get some of Uncle Clyde's money away from this person. But when it comes to God in heaven, ain't nobody can touch your inheritance.
Amen.
That's why when the enemy begins to oppose you and attack you and not let the answers to prayer get to you, you and I got to charge him guilty of trying to steal your inheritance and then charging double for the shame. I'm preaching better than you're saying amen, I love word, or even putting out the little emojis. Glory, hallelujah. And since Sister Leanne put the emojis over here for hers, well, I'll just do some emojis on my side. Those ones? Is that what you've been missing?
Yeah. Well, I'm still missing them on the computer.
Oh, you're missing them on the computer.
Yeah.
It's just on the computer that you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, you got to quit acting bad on the computer.
I just don't know where to pay the emoji bill. All
right. Here we go. I want you to get this revelation. We have an inheritance that does not fade away. Nobody can corrupt it.
Thank you.
God's doing a new thing this year. And it says, even now, it will spring forth, and you will know it. Now watch this. What is the new thing he's doing? Well, right now, tonight, in this session, God is doing a new thing that is helping you see you have an inheritance in God that nobody can touch. Have you ever met anybody that had what they call them things at the bank? It's a little drawer, safety deposit box.
Yeah.
You ever met somebody that have one of them? And then they got a bank manager or a president that's a screwball? And you try to go in to see your own thing and you got a sign and put your fingerprints and everything else and they make it difficult for you? I was talking with somebody the other day that said, I went to see what I had and show my wife. And they wouldn't even let her go back. And he said, I'll tell you what's happening right now is you're emptying the safety box and you're going to put it in a big box for me and I'm taking it home because it's mine. You can't steal it.
Amen.
I have a friend.
Wow.
I have a friend whose wife worked at General Motors for 32 years or whatever. And under that whole Obama scam of mass that he did and tried to take over GM, she lost. Out of her retirement, $150,000 in one day.
Oh my goodness.
Gone. Say it. My inheritance is incorruptible.
My inheritance is incorruptible.
Nobody can get to it. My notes are saying. What? Well, thank you, Lord. Nobody can touch your account in heaven but you. Nobody can take anything out, and ain't nobody else can put anything in your account but you. So you better get busy and take responsibility for your own actions and say, God, help me fill my account so I can make a withdrawal when I need a withdrawal.
Amen.
Listen. Holy Spirit's talking louder than any of us are getting it, including me.
Wow, that isn't right, Roger. It doesn't seem.
Tonight I got a call from my sister. Instead of giving a whole inheritance, she gave the money to an attorney to divvy it out once a year. Wow. Which attorney is charging me a fee for him to hold on to my money. I don't think this is right. What should I do? Number one, This is perfect. This is perfect. Wait, I didn't say it's perfect what they're doing to you. But here we are teaching this lesson tonight with a perfect example of it right there. Are you ready? Everybody say this with me for Brother Roger. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Mr. Thief.
Mr. Thief.
You stupid thief.
You stupid thief.
Don't give him no good title. You stupid thief.
You stupid thief.
Let go of our brother's stuff now.
Let go of our brother's
His inheritance now. Is his inheritance.
His inheritance is his inheritance.
And we declare in the realm of the spirit,
we declare in the realm of the spirit
that this attorney will want to get it out of his books. We call it done now in Jesus' name. And we declare seven times and double
yes.
for the shame
Amen.
That the devil has to pay our brother back for messing with his inheritance from his mother. Somebody shout a big amen right now. Wow. Right here while we're talking about it and preaching about it, we get the perfect example of the thief trying to steal from our brother. Now, Brother Roger, you go back and listen to this message again and again and again, and you listen to this part. Listen, Roger, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into YouTube for you tonight, and I'm going to timestamp this so you can go right to this spot, and you can pray that prayer over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's your faith that causes these things to come to pass, and your faith is activated
yeah.
by the words of your mouth.
Yeah.
Woo! Now see, Pastor, are you saying that that lawyer's got to pay him back seven times? No. I'm saying the devil, the enemy, has to pay it back seven times. And we just stood in the courtrooms of heaven and said to the Father, according to what is written in our Constitution, this enemy has violated the law. He is guilty as charged as a thief. And in this courtroom, we make a legal demand that he must pay us back seven times and double for the shame.
Amen.
The seven times and double's not coming from that lawyer. It's coming from somewhere Roger don't know. And all of a sudden, there's going to be a big chunk of change show up. And I was going to say, seven times, double for the shame.
Amen.
He's going to come back here shouting and dancing some night saying, would you look at what God just did in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Mm-hmm. See, our inheritance isn't based in that attorney's office. But that inheritance on this earth belongs to our brother.
Yeah.
And no, you can't take my money. But see, what happens if you and I say, oh, well, I wanted my inheritance, but whatever. It doesn't matter. You just gave the enemy the right to steal your stuff
yeah.
and give it to somebody that it doesn't belong to. And I command you in the mighty name of Jesus to never make things like that again another day of your life. You ready? I want everybody to say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name.
Every stupid statement.
Every stupid statement.
I have ever let come off my lips.
I've ever let come off my lips.
I rend them powerless.
I rend them powerless.
I want all the inheritance that belongs to me.
I want all the inheritance that belongs to me.
From heaven.
From heaven.
And on earth.
And on earth.
And I say, come to me now.
And I say, come to me
I
now.
Bind you, devil.
I bind you.
You cannot keep my stuff from me.
You cannot keep my stuff.
I receive my inheritance.
I receive
Angels of the Lord, go and bring it to me. And now we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise. I'm just going to get up and jump on this stuff again. Woo, 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 woo. Glory be to God. I'm not glad it happened to you, Roger, but I'm sure glad you spoke up and said something so that we could all put our faith together tonight. And we all just sowed a seed into Roger's life. And now we're going to reap that harvest in our own life because we willingly gave it.
Hey, lay away. Good to see you.
Lay away is here. Hallelujah.
It's good to see you here.
It's good to see you, buddy. Love you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. How'd you like that Christmas present? It's pretty nice. I give you the glory and the honey. Hey, I like honey, so thank you. Send it on over. Isn't this something tonight? Isn't this something tonight?
It is. And how awesome that you're teaching on this tonight when Roger needed answers.
Wow. Holy Spirit of man. Well, everybody say it. God is doing a new thing.
God is doing a new thing.
And it springs forth in my life tonight.
It springs forth in my life tonight.
God's been doing a new thing since the foundation of this world. Here, let's throw these verses in there now so you can get them in the reference point because we've not been there yet, but it's all right. We're getting there now. Deuteronomy. Hold it. I'm getting some instruction here. Did I give you the verse yet?
No.
1 Peter chapter 1. And let's go.
Well, you gave us 1 Peter 1, 3, and 4.
I know. Okay. But I need you to now go to 1 Peter 1. Wow. This is a little bit more of the incorruptible seed. And then we'll go to Isaiah after that. How are we doing for time? We're doing good. Brother Roger is given the glory and the honor and the honey. I like that. That's what the one guy said. I feel like somebody poured hot honey all over me. It was the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Rebecca. Yes. Thank you, everyone, for your help.
Yes, you guys are wonderful.
You guys are doing a fan-a-mabulous job tonight. 17. Now, you guys are already there, so I should be able to just start reading. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work. Say it. Without partiality.
Without partiality.
Conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, reverence of God, knowing that you were redeemed with corruptible, you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. How'd you like to diagram that English sentence? Woo! It's a good one. There's a lot of modifiers in there. There's some prepositionals. There's some conjunctions. I mean, you could Englishly diagram that sentence. Brother Layaway, I give you an English diagram sentence assignment for tomorrow. Verse number 18. He's like, oh, thanks a lot, Mom. You had me come here and Pastor's giving me an English assignment. Well, he's not going to keep your money, Roger, because we just established it in the realm of the Spirit. And our words are more powerful than their actions.
Well, I just don't get who gave her the right to do that? Shouldn't they have been able to decide on their own? And if she decided for everyone, then she could pay the fee for them to keep his money. I think.
Well.
Let me talk to Roger.
Wow. Heat. Top of my head and down my neck. See, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Guys, there's a powerful anointing in here tonight. It's not quite like it was the other night where it was clear up in my knees. But I'll tell you what, when the program was done the other night, I stood up. I'm like, whoa. That goes right down in your knees. Let's keep reading. You were redeemed with the precious, verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Say this with me. My redemption is pure.
My redemption is pure.
He indeed
Amen.
Was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead, gave him glory, so that your faith and hope, your earnest expectation, confident expectation, are in God. Say this. My hope is in God.
My hope is in God.
Because I was redeemed by Jesus' blood. Now look at this next verse. Nope, 22 and 23. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. That's what's going on right here in this group.
Yes.
We have pure love, one for each other. And it is an amazing thing to see.
Yes,
and we thank you, guys. We thank you for the love that you show to one another.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you that you help each other grow and establish each other. And thank you that you're always working to pray and believe God with people.
Yeah, they edify each other.
Now watch. Mm-hmm. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever in you. Say it with me. His word lives and abides,
forever in me. Amen.
And I am redeemed by incorruptible seed. Now, what we just did with our words of faith, we spoke words that weren't for conversation. They were for creative manifestation for our brother. And we speak it done with you, brother.
Amen.
And we go to war on this thing.
Amen.
No attorney gets to have your money. You have favor with God and with man. And you and I have just established this in the realm of the spirit. Why? Because we're God's children. This is God's brother. By our love that we just showed for him, just like it says right there in verse 22, we have stood enough in the gap with our brother to see this come to pass in his life. I'm telling you, Roger, this is, you saying this out loud was as much a gift of the Spirit as me saying, thus saith the Lord, shomba domba domba. I'm telling you right now, you saying that has put the example into this lesson tonight that all of us need to see. You ready? Now watch this. Let's go to the next level. Sister Kathy Angaroni. The enemy attacked her with a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Pastorek.
Yeah.
The enemy attacked her with a stroke. So you have to go ahead and say it. This is an attack by an enemy to destroy me. God ain't going to do that to you.
Right.
He ain't teaching you nothing. Don't talk about my father that way.
Amen.
You don't do that. So now we arrest. I want you to get this picture. We arrest in the realm of the spirit this health thief who's trying to steal and kill and destroy Kathy so that her kids don't have a mom. Mary Pastorek, so her kids and grandkids don't have their grandma, their mom. And Don doesn't have his wife. This is a thief.
Yes.
It's trying to steal your health and kill you so that now Matt doesn't have a wife and Joey and Bella don't have a mother. You ready?
Now in Jesus' name.
Everybody join with me. From our lesson tonight, I'm pulling out my sheet. Number one, what do we want? Kathy and Mary Pastorek living in perfect health.
Amen.
Brother Al Barton, I don't know where that thief is at that's messed with Al's back, but you're a liar, devil. This process with Christine Barkley, you're a liar, devil. So we decide what we want. I want to see my brothers and sisters living in health. Step number one. Step number two. I agree in heaven that this is already done. Father, you sent Jesus to this earth to die for us, to pay the price for sickness to be taken away. And now we agree with the word. And we make our proclamation and we declare it by laying, number three, by laying hold of it in the realm of the spirit and declaring, by the stripes of Jesus, our brothers and sisters are made whole. Amen and amen and amen. We just laid hold of it, number three, with our words. Number four, we bind the devil. You foul devil of sickness and disease, we bind you. You're bound from Kathy's body. You're bound from Mary's body. You are bound from Al's body. You're bound from Christine's body. You are bound from Joey's body. You are bound from Miracle Man's body. All of our brothers and sisters that are fighting this demon power, in the name of Jesus, they no longer have autism. They're healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind you, sickness in the body, weakness in the body. And now we loose the angels of God to go and bring it to us, ministering spirits of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit, because we're praying now all effects of these strokes and this back problem, this fibromyalgia and chronic pain be gone in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Father, we just praise your wonderful name. We glorify your name. We do this by faith through grace so that we have access into this faith and we see this miracle come to pass because it's our inheritance and it's our sister's inheritance to live by. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody's going to want a copy of my notes, aren't they? You might not be able to read them, but they're pretty good notes. What do you think? I think I'm preaching we've got a pretty good lesson going tonight about God is doing a new thing. See, what's the new thing our Father is always wanting to get us to do? Oh, wait, number seven. We did add one to this list. Number seven.
We did.
We charge you guilty, enemy.
The enemy guilty.
Our Father has told us to come boldly to the throne. And we come very boldly right now. We're in the matter of us making a statement, you foul enemy that's cursed and crushed and destroyed. In one word, we're standing in front of our Father, and we're standing on our Constitution that you cannot change. And we command in the portals of heaven, this enemy is guilty and must pay seven times and double for the shame. Amen. To our sisters in their bodies, our brother in his body, and our brother in his inheritance right now in Jesus' mighty name. Man, Pastor, you seem pretty bold on this. Well, as you can see, I've been fighting this battle since 2020 on that same verse of scripture. Here's the cool thing about our God. Once you get the basis of this kingdom, there's nothing else to it. Then your only place in this kingdom is to spend the rest of your days standing in the authority for your own life and finding somebody that's around you saying, oh, you got a devil messing with you? Shut up, you foul devil. Get off their life. And all of a sudden, miracles, signs, and wonders happening. Why? Because you and I came to set the captive free just like our Jesus did. I'm telling you right now, it's about time to get up and run around the room. I don't know whether anybody else shouts around this place, but we shout regularly and we dance regularly. Woo, woo, woo. More than a conqueror through him that loved me. I'm more than a conqueror to him that loves us. What's the devil who is nailed to a cross in hell? What has he got on us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Does anybody know where we are?
No.
I don't either. But I sure got some good notes. So don't worry. I got a lot more I can say here. Is this the notes? Oh, no. I know where we're going. The problem is this page has so many good notes on it that it's like... Do you have an extra 5 minutes?
We do.
2 Corinthians 4:16. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, all you guys are just going. Hey, for those of you that's new to us, every time you see me all of a sudden go quiet, I'm reading, you know, comments. I'm sitting here meditating with God. I'm receiving, you know, revelation, and it's wonderful. What did I get? 2 Corinthians 4:16.
4:16, amen.
Well, we're going to have to do 16 through 18 because as soon as I got here, Dr. Winston didn't have enough verses on his page that day. I don't know what is, you know, every man is weak every now and then, but he should have added a couple more verses. Verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. Say it with me. No matter what this world does, I'm being renewed daily on the inside. That's why you want your heavenly prayer language. That's why you want to be in the Word of God, speaking it right out loud boldly. That's why I want to be here every time you can. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of the Lord. The more you hear it, the more it gets in you. Listen, I know those of you that's at the point yet where you're just hearing, you're like, whoa, this is good. As soon as you take this hearing and you begin to boldly proclaim it in your house, out of your mouth, every day, if you think you got revelation now, you wait till you're speaking this stuff out loud in your house when nobody else is around. Your revelation level goes to a whole new level. Verse 17, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Paul's not telling you to be excited that the devil attacked you. The devil's going to attack. And every time he does, meeting with a full frontal attack of the word right back in his face, saying, attack me, get the word.
There you go.
Because God isn't sending this stuff against him. It's the enemy stopping you from receiving the blessing that's already yours. And say it. It ain't happening.
It ain't happening.
Verse 18. This is a powerful verse. That's why you couldn't do 16 without 18. I'm not sure. It must be a typo. I'm sure Dr. Winston would have had it in there. All right. While we do not look at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For things which are seen are temporary or subject to change. Roger can see this man's going to take money for taking all of Roger's money when nobody needs to have Roger's money.
Amen.
That's something we can see. For the things which we see are temporary, or they're subject to be changed. The things which are not seen are eternal, and they don't change. Binding and loosing will never change. Thieving lawyers change. The stripes on Jesus' back will never change. Your body being attacked, that is subject to change. How? You take the eternal thing and change the earthly thing to match the eternal thing. And because you're born again, you're filled with His Holy Spirit, you're a new creation, you're a minister of reconciliation, you're an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, you're one with God and Jesus, He sends you to this earth to make this earth come into subjection to the Word of God. See, the problem that most of us have is church taught us to be quiet. Hey, settle down. It doesn't take all that. Well, yeah, it does. And it takes a little bit more, too. Get up and run around your house. Just be crazy in God praising Him. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, do you actually do that?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I do. Daily. Daily I do. Why? Because I'm not going down underneath this. I've been in this battle and seen this enemy, and I watched him destroy people's lives because they were destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They did not understand what this Bible said and the glory of God that's in this Bible for you and me. They didn't understand it, so they got destroyed. They thought it was glory. My goodness sakes, we was studying a message with Andrew Womack last night about an evangelist who would go around and tell everybody that if you would just suffer for Jesus, you would bring glory to God.
Oh,
and people literally listened to this guy and asked God if they could die to bring him glory. And they died. These people died with diseases and foul wickednesses. And when they died, they were like, oh, look at the glory I'm bringing to God. They didn't bring no glory to God. The devil took their life when they were young. But religion has made it sound like there's a glory in it. No, the glory is the devil attacks and you punch that sucker right in the face. I should at least get an amen. I love the word. Or, you know, a fist.
Phyllis got amen and I love the word both in there right off the bat.
Pastor, am I really supposed to be this bold? Yeah. And bolder. And bolder. Don't let no devil sit in your house.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's why you turn off that stupid news. Good God in heaven, that stuff's wicked.
Yeah. Yeah, and all it does is invoke fear, which makes an opening for the enemy to come in.
Yeah, because fear is where the devil operates.
Yeah.
If he can't get you in fear, He can't take your stuff.
Amen.
But if you get in fear and start putting your stuff away by the words of your mouth, your words are your permission of your life.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that. I'll never have that again. Don't make that statement. Make this one. Wait. Nobody think I'm yelling at you. I'm not yelling at anybody.
Unless you're doing that, and then he really is.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just fired up. But yeah. But for goodness, for the sake of Almighty God who lives on the inside of you, you attack every enemy that comes at you in any direction. You'd be like a commando. You come at me, Jack, I'll take you out right now.
Yeah.
Wait, you got the blood of Jesus. You got the name of Jesus. You got the power of the Holy Spirit. No devil in hell can stand up to that stuff. But you got to open your mouth and use it. My husband watched
The
War Room with me. That's a good movie.
Yeah, good movie.
That's a good movie.
That's a good example.
Wait, everybody look. Somebody put that in there. If you've not watched The War Room, that's a movie, Christian movie that's out. You can probably buy it, you know, find it on Netflix. You can probably get it on YouTube. Who knows where all you can get it. It's a great movie to watch. And it's about praying and taking authority over your life, your home, your family, your stuff.
Yeah.
And certainly it's a movie. It is based on true stories, though, on a true story. And so that's a good one to watch. I don't recommend too many movies, but that is a good one to watch.
Yeah.
And will help you in this understanding. Now, I got to circle the wagons because I'm preaching enough right now to just go. Now watch this. Let's go back to 18 at the last part of the verse. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen, faith, hope, love, binding, loosing, the blood of Jesus, the stripes of Jesus. You can't see the Holy Spirit fill you, but you sure can experience it.
Yeah, amen.
You can't see faith coming across the table at you, but you sit here and listen, and you're built up in faith and ready to fight the devil when he comes your way. You know, I might have stretched a few of you a minute ago when I said, punch that sucker in the face. And I didn't want to stretch anybody. That's not why I did it, but that's how I feel. Shut up, you foul devil.
Yeah.
Just a bully. But he don't have no teeth. He can't hurt you. He didn't like to watch movies. It's huge.
Wow.
Me neither, man. I don't like movies. I don't like sitting there. If the story's not going to end with God's people coming out on top, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah. But this one did.
Well, Pastor, there's just some things in life that don't come out on top. I bind those words too in Jesus'
amen.
Mighty name. And I'm going to stand and I'm going to keep speaking it until it works so that it comes out on top, because we are more than conquerors. We don't have to accept nothing from our enemy. Isaiah 40. Nope. Isaiah 43.
I just figured may the circle not be broken. It has to do a discussion post today. Probably a good show. Affects your health and stress management. Wow.
Instead, I made the argument that is the view of the individual of religion and spirituality. I brought this up because it shows that that thesis that these educators do not understand what they're talking about, and that when someone actually go to the Word, they will know that God does change. God doesn't change, but experiences in life do change. That's good. That's awesome. But wait, I want you guys to see it. I want you to see this. Here's Felicia taking what she's learning right here and putting it into her own. I mean, you could say, well, Pastor, you're led by the Spirit. She was led by the Spirit of God in that class to deal with that situation.
Yeah.
And who knows whose life she changed with that effort that she made speaking the Word of God. That's why you want to learn this and get this stuff down in your life. And then take it to your places of influence and raise that level of influence every single time. The circle will be unbroken earlier. Earlier. All right, I got it. Isaiah 43:18. We got 4 minutes. You ready? I'm going to read fast.
Isaiah what?
43:18-19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Even now, it will spring forth. Will you know it? I like to change it from a question to, I will know this new thing God is doing in my life. Amen? I will even make a road in the wilderness. That means where there doesn't seem to be a path to that victory, God's going to make you a road. Not a walking path. He wants to make you a road. So you can bring the whole 18-wheeler and the big motor coach with your toad behind you and pull right into the driveway and say, I'm here to get my stuff. And he's going to make a river in the desert where things are dry and they're crusty and they're dried out and dusty. God said, I'm going to make a river in the desert. Verse 25 and 26 of the same chapter. Isaiah 43, 25 and 26. I didn't want to give you this both at the same time because I wanted them broke up in two different posts. That makes sense? If it didn't make sense, don't worry about it. We're going to just keep moving because I got 2.5 minutes now. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions, and I will not remember your sins. But Pastor, I do. Stop it. Okay, let's try it differently. You really need to stop remembering your sins. I command you in Jesus' name, stop remembering your sins. He blotted them out. 26, look at this verse. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. This is a principle of our Father. John chapter 4. 50 seconds. Don't go slow. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to remind him of his word and state your case. Don't go to God shaking your fist at him. Go to your Father saying, hey, Father, I need some explanation here. Can you please help me see how to get this done exactly what Pastor's been saying to do? And what's the Father going to say? Yes. No, I have a club. I will beat you. You don't know. No, see, that's religion. You know what? I just did that, and I just realized I had a dream. I saw that face in a dream. And that's something.
That's scary.
Isn't it? Yeah. The Father is seeking for you to have this kind of relationship with him. Can you imagine how much our Father right now wants every single one of us to be as wild and crazy and bold and determined and sold out and blessed and anointed as the craziest great spiritual giant you've ever known in your life? Do you know how many Billy Grahams God wants in this earth right now? There's 7.5 billion of us. Billy Graham preached in the pulpit fire, man. They didn't have this sexual perversion in the pulpits when he was here. God wants Lester Summerall's and Amy Simple McPherson's. Wait a minute. You ready for this? God doesn't just want Joyce Meyer. God wants 1,000 Joyce Meyers. God doesn't want just one Gloria Copeland. He wants 1,000 just like her. He wants you so sold out. You know how many Phyllis K. Raymonds God wants on this earth?
We all want many Phyllis K. Raymonds.
How many more Roger Oxys God wants?
Roger Oxys, yes.
All y'all. And he wants us so bold, the enemy runs when we open our mouth.
Amen.
Jesus was so bold when he was being tempted in the wilderness that it literally states in the Bible that the enemy left him for a whole season. It literally states that the enemy left him for a whole season because he was so bold with the devil.
God wants us all. What's that verse about? Come as you are.
I don't think you're going to find that verse, come as you are. I don't think that verse is in the Bible. This is what it says. He rewards them who diligently seek him. And there's no explanation of what you got to look like or act like when you're seeking him. He's rewarding those who diligently seek him. It's very interesting that you made that statement because we were just studying a message yesterday and the challenge was put out, find the verse that says, come as you are. Well, I did some diligent search. The only thing I can see is maybe it was a him. It probably was. It might even been a her. You never know.
Yeah, there are many songs that come.
But wait, is it a principle of God's word that God will receive anybody who comes to him? Yeah, he said in no... He will in no way cast out anyone who comes to him. But see, we make a big deal about coming how you are, and God makes a big deal about are you coming to seek me or are you just showing up? Because he rewards those who diligently seek him, not those who just show up and hang around. But that is another whole message. And I'm now 5 minutes past my closing time. And I am going to close because I want to do communion and get you guys out of here before it's too late. Now, I want to say this. Let's pray. Because if I don't just stop, I'm going to keep preaching. I can tell you right now. Well, we've already said enough. And I'm going to circle this wagon now. I gave you 7 points, which is a good sermon. You don't usually get 7 points from me. And what I preach, I'm working on that to become better. Okay? But what did we talk about tonight? To focus it very simply. God is doing a new thing. And what is that? Teaching you and me how to stand in authority in this earth. And from the very first day Adam was on this earth, God blessed him and said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue this earth, take dominion. And since that first night, God has never done anything except had that view for you and me. Religion has told us not to be that. And religion is a liar. Tonight's message is you get bold and sucker punch the enemy every time he shows up. And you don't just give him one in the name of Jesus. You give him the name of Jesus. You give him the blood of Jesus. You give him the word of God. You give him the power of the Holy Spirit. You give him your righteousness. You give him filled with the Holy Spirit. You give him that my sins are washed away. You hit our enemy with absolutely everything you can hit him with. Why? Because when you do, now all of a sudden, God is working right down on the middle. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. Can I send you a couple of healing sermons? I don't know who you're talking to, but yeah. Send me a healing sermon. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray and circle this wagon tonight. Father, in Jesus' name, you are so good. You are so good. You are only good. Thank you that of all the people on the face of this earth who don't understand this message, that you brought it to us. We stand in awe that we get to be the proclaimers of this message to everyone around us. Thank you that you never left us to our own ways, but you continued to seek us until we found this revelation and this group of people. Father, beyond anything any of us have ever seen with the community of faith, take us, grow us, develop us, magnify us, and help us to break every barrier and reach thousands, even millions of people with the revelation of who you are that you've given to us. Help us, Lord, to reach those millions by tomorrow, reaching those in our house and those who live next door to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that you're just the same. Thank you this was laid out for us before the foundations of the world, and all we got to do is walk in it. Thank you for this wonderful word you've given us tonight. We so receive this from you. And we give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to say this before we receive communion. Because I value your help. Every night, I'm going to finish the program. And when the program is finished, I immediately edit things. And I put verses in and I do my basic edit. And that takes 15, 20 minutes. And then, so that it's ready first thing in the morning, I'm going to read the Bible passages for the next day on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to have some of you, if you're still awake, you're still up studying, if you want to join with me on that, that'll be about 15 minutes after the program is finished, because I need to have time to get up and move around, get a drink, go to the bathroom, come back, get it all set up. But you're going to see me every evening reading those verses of scripture. Hold on. Everybody delete that comment from here. I've already banned him. And you have to delete it on your own page, evidently, because I can't seem to delete it. Don't read it, just delete it. It's not good. So I welcome you to come and be a part of that with me, 15, 20 minutes, depending on how many chapters we read. But for those of you that are always want to have more of the word, that'll be another 20 minutes right there. And I would love to have you with us. It'll be on YouTube and on Blog Talk Radio. You're gonna notice there's a second Blog Talk Radio channel, and that channel is called Read the Word. And we'll get you into all of that. I'm just letting you know, I'm going to come back on after the program is finished, and we're going to read our chapter for the day. So we read the Bible through chronologically this year by the end of the year. And you can get it on YouTube. Yes. So you're welcome to be a part of that. We love to always have you with us in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements. First Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23. Now, I'm going to preach just a little, but not much. That verse we just gave you about the things we see are subject to change, but the eternal things never change. His broken body, his blood shed are eternal things that manifest change physically. Because you should be healed through the communion elements every time we receive them. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Redemptive work. Verse 28. "Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner drinks, not discerning the Lord's body. This reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." Say it with me. I examine myself. Verse 31. "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." 1 John chapter 4, verse number 17. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment." Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. He said, we're the body. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. And we are free indeed, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, for those of you that might be with us and you're new, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, this is the opportunity. I'm functioning as an evangelist right now, calling you into the kingdom, saying, This is the greatest prayer that you will ever pray. It's the greatest decision that you will ever make, and I welcome you to make it. Maybe you've been away from God and you're coming back to him now. I encourage you, if you pray this prayer, we're all going to pray it out loud together. It'll help you. Those of you that are believers, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Every time you pray this prayer, it gets deeper in your spirit. So the next time when you need to lead somebody to Jesus, the prayer will automatically come out of you. Say it out loud with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
When
I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life,
you give me everlasting
and
life,
I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out and just say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the family of God. You have now joined the family of God. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How amazing is that? Now, watch this. In that one prayer, you went from darkness into the kingdom of light, because God never does something to you. He takes you from to. You went from fear, because sin produces fear, because sin produces eternal judgment. You went from fear to Jesus' faith. That's pretty cool. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. None of us could. Nobody ever can. To Jesus' righteousness. And that righteousness fills every part of your life. The Father looked down from heaven and said, adopt that one into the family. And you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that just happened while you prayed. By time we are finished with this communion service, we will have you so planted in the kingdom with the words you say off your own mouth that your entrance into the kingdom is one of the most solid you're ever going to find on this earth, because God has very specifically instructed me the verses to use. And if you said them and you mean them, even if you don't understand it, by faith you can receive it and say, well, I don't know what it means yet, but I can tell I want this. And now you get it. How cool is that? Your responsibility from this day forward is to walk with God in every way that you can. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Help me walk with you.
Help me walk with you.
Every day of
every
my life.
Day.
You can pray that in the morning. You can pray it at noon. You can pray it over supper. You can pray it when you go to sleep with me. And God will help you be connected with us or another group of believers. And you will walk with him every day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? They put my email address and website in there so you can contact us. All my contact information, the communion service, and there's other messages and things on the website. And we're going to be making an abundant amount of changes on the website soon, because God's given me a whole plan I'm working up how to make that website absolutely effective for anybody that shows up to it. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Send me an email. Tell me your story. Ask me a question. Give me a prayer request. My email address is right there, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. I will answer you if you send me an email. I will. If you're a spammer, you'll just go to the spam box automatically. But every good person who sends me an email, I send them one in return. And it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Are you ready? Let's receive these communion elements together. Run and get some. Get some bread and water. If you got one of these cups, sanctify that thing, man, and use it for the right purpose. Communion. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgressions.
For my transgressions.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my
peace
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body together. Receive healing right now in your body. Thank you, Lord, that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you did it all for us, called it joy. Let's lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague
has to pass over
and cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be,
and I will always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Let's receive the communion elements. I like my cup. As though your sins were red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You ready? Let's sing our song. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first loved me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first love me, glory be to God in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Kathy. Bless you. All y'all are welcome. Come. You'll get a notification. I'll go live on YouTube and should send you a notification. If it doesn't, make sure you click like the page. And then subscribe, hit the bell. Like, subscribe, hit the bell, right?
I don't think you even have to hit like, just go on. And all
right, subscribe and hit the bell.
Hey,
Layaway. Layaway's back. Love you, Layaway. Glad to have you in our lives, buddy.
We are
glad to have you in our lives. And we sure am glad that God chose to stick you into the Eicher family.
Amen. And then brought you to us.
And then brought you here. And we receive your gift. And I declare in Jesus' mighty name that you are blessed abundantly. Again. Our day is going well. And if your mom lets you stay up, text me.
Oh, you're
going to
be doing
that. Oh, yeah. Wait. No, I got to be done here. We got to read the Bible. All right.
Good night, everyone.
Till we see you again.
Gotcha.
We want to remind you, God is doing a new thing. Let him do it. And we'll be live here in about another 20 minutes. And we'll be reading the scripture for January the 4th as we read the Bible through chronologically. In 1 year.
Amen.
How cool is that? Until we see you again. Hold on just a second, everybody. Until we see you again, which will be tomorrow at noon or a couple minutes here. Hold on. This is what I have to say. May God bless Rebecca and Christine Smith and Roger Oxy and his family. Phyllis K. Raymond and her family, Catherine Marie and her family, Alicia Eicher and her family, Sister Leanne Cottle and her family, Audrey Van Gessel and her family, Mary Pastorick and her family, Glacia May Edgick and her family, and Karen and Chris Timmer and their family. If you didn't have your name read, click the like or the love button so we're here, and we bless you and Mr. Layaway right now.
Amen.
I'm on layaway. That means my oven is on layaway too. Not sure about that one, layaway. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you.
We love you. And God loves you.
God loves you.
Jesus is Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.